you for listening, and stay tuned for KBOO, your radio station.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Pathway 1000 Community Kickoff on Saturday, October 7th at 10 a.m. at PCC's Workforce Training Center in Portland. Pathway 1000 is a Portland Community Reinvestment Initiatives campaign to mitigate displacement and reclaim the historic heart and soul of Portland's African American community in North and Northeast Portland. The purpose of this initiative is to build prosperity for African Americans and others displaced from Portland's North and Northeast neighborhoods by creating 1,000 affordable homes. Again, that's the Pathway 1000 Community Kickoff, Saturday, October 7th, 10 a.m. at PCC's Workforce Training Center, 5600 Northeast 42nd Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Artwork Rebels Tattoos for Harvey Relief event, Sunday, October 8th at 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Artwork Rebels in Portland. The Artwork Rebels Tattoos for Harvey Relief will be donating 100% of the funds raised to the Texas Organic Farmers and Gardeners Association by having fresh flash designs available priced from $100 to $200. Again, that's Artwork Rebels Tattoos for Harvey Relief event, Sunday, October 8th at 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Artwork Rebels, 528 Southwest 3rd Avenue, Portland, Oregon. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Thursday, October 5th, 2017, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio, your whistleblower radio, and of course your fake news radio, because where else do we get fake news but from ground truthing in real time and real space? And I do want to say one thing here, can't say it enough, we are your community radio because you are our community, and we want to be yours. Everyone here, thanks. We literally thank all of ourselves. We thank everyone who continued their membership, and we want to thank all those who became new members, and that includes the many pets that you bought memberships for, your many political friends out there in Washington, D.C. that you might have bought a membership for. We know that a membership for Mr. Trump would have to include the name Trump at least once in every paragraph throughout the entirety of the any membership documents. Otherwise, we would run the risk of losing the man's attention, what little there is of it, what little of it is, that is not out in the big water. In the ocean water, right? Alongside, or perhaps searching for Puerto Rico, which is Mr. Trump wants us all as Americans to know is out there in the big water, which is why he was unable to find it in order to bring supplies desperately needed supplies to keep people alive. Failing that, well, perhaps it's the same aircraft carrier that was supposedly chugging away towards North Korea, but turned out to be chugging around in the Mediterranean and had to alter their chug. That said, of course, on the day that Trump announced that they would be sending there was a hospital ship called the USS Comfort, and it took them 6 days to order that ship to Puerto Rico. Then, of course, the ship would take 6 days to reach the island. The goings-on with Puerto Rico are so disgraceful, and the rest of the world is standing agape at listening to Donald Trump speak, of course, horrifies the leaders and the people of other nations. People all around the world are wondering when Americans are going to wake up and realize that Trump is not simply not fit to hold office at all. And this is made abundantly clear this week, were it not simply for his actions, but for the way he speaks. It is abundantly clear that the man is absolutely incapable of running a country. More and more obvious to his people say, well, what happened? We thought he was this very clever rich guy. And then people taking a look at that, they realize that he had millions from his dad to get rolling, lost that, and kept borrowing until he tapped out New York banks and turned to Moscow. And these revelations, of course, shocked people down to the ground. We are, again, we're going to be talking perhaps a bit later in the week with Robert Latham, who is going to bring a little bit more information on what exactly some of this new generation of genetically modified organisms is about to do to our green world, and again, as I said, the remains of our green world. It's not pretty. It's really it's a little bit complicated, and we had thought of bringing it to you this morning, but we probably don't have enough time, and we probably are going to need to make it a bit easier to understand, actually, because it is a complicated thing, this latest bit. Again, coming hand in hand, almost the vegetal world equivalent of CRISPR. And most of you out there, listeners, know what CRISPR is and are well aware of the threat that it poses to the continuance of humankind. Indeed, if any vertebrate species, for that matter, I guess you might as well just say for any invertebrate species as well, CRISPR is one of the first faces of doom for life on the planet. Last year, in the week of the Orlando nightclub massacre, the Republicans blocked legislation to stop gun sales to buyers who are on a terrorism watch list, something that is got lost somewhere in the pudding. But it is true in Florida that it was okay to sell a gun to someone who is on the terrorism watch list, as well as having mental health issues. Now, that's pretty incredible right there. That's pretty incredible. Fewer gun deaths in other countries, of course, because fewer guns floating around. That's easy to control. That's very easy to control. But it's also important to watch that in other countries where strict gun laws are in force, that people throw acid in one another's face. They throw various chemicals on each other. Knives are a popular form of mayhem. There is something to be said for the fact that taking away guns are simply one part of the vast arsenal of insanity. And insanity, quite clearly, is a byproduct of the despair, the horror, the desperation of millions upon millions of people around the world. The Southern Hemisphere is rapidly emptying out and turning into the battlefield of the forces of chaos. It's becoming uninhabitable. Climate change is pushing that. Climate change is pushing the wars that we see. And people have opted for leaving rather than standing and holding ground and attempting to come to terms with what their country has become. We here in the United States have yet to come to terms with what we have become. Otherwise, we wouldn't see people using this special stock that allows them to turn a semi-automatic weapon into what amounts to a fully automatic weapon. And you could get it for $40. That's right. $40, that's all it takes. And the bear in mind that it's still okay for people who are on the terrorism watch list to buy a gun. Maybe they should do it too, considering the threat to their lives in this country. No longer shooting to slow someone down just and ask a few questions. We're not going to bother with the questions anymore, because questions rightful, the rightful arena in which questions might be asked would be in a court of law, and our courts of law, as anyone knows, are in about as great shape as everything outside the court of law, prisons included. We speak frequently with our friend James, who's currently incarcerated, and his reports from inside are the equivalent of a battlefield with walls. And, of course, that's what Mr. Trump would like to see the United States converted into. This gun conversion kit, as we all know now, is called bump stocks. and they're capable of firing in long, deadly bursts. The devices were introduced during this past 10 years by two companies based in, wait for it, Moron, Texas. It sounds frighteningly close to Moron, Texas, but of course they wouldn't do that, would they? Probably not. This is the end of the show. We still are going to be having Jonathan Latham on. I will tweet a bit of extra information about who he is and the research that he has just completed with his associates. It's 8 days now since Hurricane Maria tore through Puerto Rico, and this at the same time coming along parallel. The findings there are eerie echoes and overtones in the news these days, because we really aren't hearing what we need to hear at this point in history. And of course, Donald Trump being the nexus of it all. This has been a Cascadia Now for Thursday, October 5th, 2017. Engineering for us today, Derek Crooks. Derek Crooks, of course, is also the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. Thanks, Derek. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
Cable Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of All the Rage, Thursday, October 12th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater in Portland. All the Rage is a documentary that explores the work of physician Dr. John Sarno and his radical method.